Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We commend Malta for the steps it has taken since its last review to implement its accepted recommendations and to realize the human rights of its people. We welcome in particular Malta's efforts to promote the rights of women and gender equality through measures such as the establishment of the Council of Women's Rights in 2017. We also commend Malta for implementing a series of initiatives to encourage women to enter or remain in the workforce, such as free childcare scheme initiated in 2014 and the extension of paternity leave for public officers. We recommend that Malta collaborate closely with the private sector to formulate policies that support women re-entering the workforce. We commend Malta for its efforts to combat human trafficking through initiatives aimed at raising public awareness, training officials, and enhancing collaboration between different government agencies to provide support for victims of trafficking. We welcome the adoption of Malta's fourth National Action Plan against Human Trafficking 2017 to 2019. We recommend that Malta ensure sufficient resources are allocated for the effective implementation of the fourth National Action Plan against Human Trafficking, in particular, to improve the support provided to child victims of trafficking. As a fellow small state, Singapore wishes Malta every success in promoting and protecting the human rights of its people. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.